If you want reassurance that you will be loved no matter what you do, then by all means, listen to this devotion 2 of the Bible study, God Loves You and Me. The title or theme of this devotion is God's Love and Our Sin. I'm going to develop the theme by teaching the passage Genesis 3, 1 through 15. I'm going to quickly read Genesis 3, 1 through 15 to put us in context for this devotion. Here we go. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden." And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die." Well, Eve had a half-truth there. I'll talk about God's true command in Genesis 2, 16 through 17 in a few minutes. Verse 4, "And the serpent said to the woman, you shall certainly not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. How pathetic, how pathetic. Sin changes us for the bad. Verse 8, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.' And God said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?' And the man said, 'The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' And the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, the dust you shall eat, all the days of your life.'" I'm going to end with verse 15, which is probably one of the neatest verses in the Bible. It's the first promise of salvation. And remember, it was just right after the first sin. What love, what grace, what mercy from God. Here we go, verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed." Her seed is Jesus Christ. We get this from other scriptures throughout the Bible. "He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." I read this from the New American Standard Bible. Let's pray. O Lord, every time I think of Genesis 3, my heart breaks, realizing that you gave us so much and we didn't want it. We chose so little. You gave us life, we chose death. You gave us yourself, and we chose the tree instead of you, the living God. Oh Lord, I just pray this devotion encourages all of us to walk with you, not away from you. Amen. To get us started, I need to read two key verses, Genesis 2:16 through 17, for this devotion. I'm reading it in the Good News Translation. God told Adam, "You may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden, except the tree that gives the knowledge of what is good and what is bad. You must not eat the fruit of that tree. If you do, you will die the same day." God's only command to Adam and Eve, they could do anything else. And let me remind you, this command was very clear. Don't eat the fruit from that tree. If you do, you die. Adam and Eve understood this command. The question is, would they choose to obey God or obey themselves? But first, let us look at what the phrase knowledge of good and bad means from these two verses. Knowledge means ouch, knowledge from experience, not book knowledge. First, let's look at what the word good means, and then we'll look at what the word bad means. Here we go with the word good. It means beautiful, delightful, pleasant, glad, precious, correct, excellent, lovely, convenient, joyful, fruitful, secure, kind, and righteous. Who would not want a world like that? But Adam and Eve must not have wanted a world like that. Let's look at the type of world they wanted. I'm going to define the word bad for you. It is ugly, hurtful, painful, unhappy, inferior, wrong, bad, hideous, confusion. Oh, brother, I can feel that with menopause. Fearful, unfruitful, insecure. How many of us had an insecure childhood? Mean and evil. If Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God told them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, they would experience bad for the first time. And that list of what the word bad means is enough to make your hair stand up. I want to remind you, God did not want a world with a knowledge or experience, remember, knowledge means experience, a bad for any of us. Some of you might be thinking, and this is a very good question, why would a loving God give his people a command that would bring death and also the experience of bad, or we could say evil, into their lives? Do you remember we are created in God's image? And because we are created in God's image, We can choose what we want to do or not do. God hoped we would choose to love and obey Him with this beautiful gift of freedom He created in us. But we know what Adam and Eve chose. They chose not to love God, not to obey Him. Why the tree? Well, I think it was God's way of giving Adam and Eve something to choose whether to obey Him, obey God on, or not. Because they could do anything else they wanted to do. Freedom is such a gift God has given us. But what do? We use the gift of free will that God has given to us to choose against Him. Adam and Eve did, and we do. Sadly, we do. Oh, ladies. Let's remember that. Let's remember to choose to love Him and obey Him. Let's learn from Adam and Eve's mistake. Will Adam and Eve choose to love their Creator, their Father, their husband, or not? So let's dive into Genesis 3 because it really answers this question. And to save time, I will summarize verses 1 through 5. One day, a serpent, the devil, get this from Revelation 12:9, started talking to Eve and challenged God's love and care for her. What is so sad to me is she believed the serpent almost immediately and doubted God and His love and care for her. Genesis 3:6 tells us what was in Adam and Eve's heart. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. The simple, awful fact was that God and what He did for them wasn't good enough for them. They chose a tree instead of the living God who created the tree. How often do you choose a tree, we could say, before you choose the living God? Pretty humbling thought. But we all do it too, like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve chose to trust in themselves, listen to the serpent, which brought the awful consequences of sin into the world. These consequences hit immediately, and we can see that in Genesis 3:7-13. Let's read 7 and 8. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. What do these verses tell us? Well, a very, very sad story, to say the least. Before eating from the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, remember what they experienced. very good. Everything was delightful for them. Now they saw and felt. Let me remind you, feelings hit too. Bad feelings hit too. I guess they thought a covering of fig leaves would make them feel better, would hide their situation from God and from each other. I'm not sure why they put those leaves on, but I guess it seemed like a good idea to them at the time. How many of our good ideas are pretty off the wall? But anyway, they went from enjoying who they were, each other, enjoying God's creation, enjoying God. Remember, they had that intimate relationship with God. They would walk and talk with Him as you walk and talk with someone you love and trust. Now they were hiding from God. If you look at verses 9 through 13, God starts asking them questions to lovingly encourage them to see their sin so that He could deal with it with them. Genesis 3:9 is kind of a odd verse, I think. Let me read it to you. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Now we know God knew where they were. God knows everything. And He created the trees they were trying to hide behind. Also, if I was God, I bet you're glad I'm not, I would have said to Adam and Eve, "I've had it with you two. You're toast." But do you see, God is the great pursuer. He was pursuing them. "Where are you? You are lost to me because of your sin. In other words, you are separated from me now because of your sin." He wanted Adam and Eve with Him because He loved them, just like He loves us and wants us with Him. Just like when we love someone, we want them with us. God had a problem, a big one, now. Our sin and His love. They just didn't go together too well. But He would solve that problem because He wants to be where you are. Let's go to Genesis 3:10 through 13. I don't have time to read these verses to you right now, but let me kind of sum them up for you. Adam was blaming God, if you can believe it. Adam was blaming God for his sin because of that woman God had given him. "She made me do it." Eve blamed the snake. Now, that's a little reasonable to me. I don't like snakes. Oh, I see an application here, big time. It is very important we agree with God about our sin and not fight against Him. Of course He wants sin out of our lives. Sin separates us from Him. It does no good to try to hide our sin from Him because we can't. Think about it this way. The major problem in a Christian's life isn't sin, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. The major problem in a Christian's life is when you refuse to acknowledge your sin confess, agree with God about your sin so that he can work that sin out of your life. Even as a Christian, sin separates us from God. Our sin's still taken care of, but God is holy. He can have nothing to do with sin. So we could say it gums up our relationship with God when we refuse to agree with God about our sin. Moral of this story is, don't be like Adam and Eve and blame God and each other for your sin. Blame yourself, give it to God, it's forgiven. Let's go back to the garden. I believe it was Jesus Christ in the garden. Jesus, remember, had just created this utopia for them. He was the one that had just finished lovingly asking them questions to help them deal with their sin. He was the one talking to them right now. They were looking pretty pathetic. They still had those fig leaves on. Were they hiding behind trees? Scripture doesn't tell. For their sin. And each other and the serpent. But Jesus' love and forgiveness was there for them. This is because we see that love so clearly when Jesus Christ gives them the first promise of salvation in Genesis 3:15, right after they had sinned and even blamed him for it. That's love. The promise in this verse starts the idea that the awful consequences of sin, of their sin, of everyone's sin, would be taken care of by the seed of the woman, and that seed is Jesus Christ. About 4,000 years after Genesis 3, Jesus Christ, who spoke everything we know into being, allowed himself to be crucified, to be nailed to a cross by sinful humans that he created, let me remind you, so that he could pay for our sins. Why did he do that? Because he loves you and me. Oh, dear God, as I end in prayer, I know I'm just like Adam and Eve. If I was in that garden, I would have done the same thing. Hopefully not put fig leaves on. But anyway, I would have sinned too. I would have looked to that tree instead of you. Oh, Lord, moment by moment, help us all as Christians to follow you, to serve you, to not hide from you, to obey you, to love you. And help us to remember how much you have served and loved us. Amen.